This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. From Alabama to California, stories from 40 Days for Life show that at least 135 children have been spared from elective abortion during the first 2 weeks of the nationwide prayer vigil, typically held outside abortion clinics. One couple entering an abortion clinic returned outside to 40 Days participants to say that their sign led them to reconsider and stop the abortion. Sex selection abortions, which overwhelmingly select out females, should rally feminist protest. But pro-life advocates in Britain tell how both the Department of Health and Crown prosecutors are bouncing from one reason to the next, as they are unwilling to either stop sex selection abortions from being provided or prosecute such violations of British law. This is Life News Radio. We in the pro-life media thank you for being pro-life. We know that for all we do publicly, the most powerful influence on the culture is you. It's like they say in marketing, the most effective advertising is word of mouth. You engage your friends and coworkers, telling them the stories the mainline media won't. You learn the most effective ways to share your own good news. You lead your families. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. This is Life News Radio. In 6 weeks, Albuquerque, New Mexico will vote on a pain-capable unborn child protection ordinance, currently supported by 54% of voters. A grassroots coalition gathered 27,000 signatures in just 20 days to place the ordinance on the ballot. The national implications are not lost on Tara Shaver, who chairs the campaign to stop these abortions. She says they're often performed just days from birth. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.